Are you ready? Indianapolis. The time has come. The bell has rung. Get in your seats for School Talk. I'm your host, and my name is Emerson. This is School Talk. You have tuned to the right station at the right time. Sometimes we make the wrong decision, and that decision can change our lives forever. Today you will make another decision, so make the right move and jump on the bus. Here it comes! Woo! School Talk has arrived! Come on, let's go! Woo! On School Talk, we deal with issues. Issues that involve you, the student. Issues that involve you, the parent. Issues that involve you, the teacher. So get your pen, or your pad, or your personal planner. We're going to take notes. There will be a test. This is School Talk!
Take your seats and get ready. Take your seats and get ready. School Talk is in session. My name is Emerson for the 1,215th time. My name is Emerson. You're not, but I'm on the greatest radio station in the whole wide world. Push the magic button for www.BBD.com. Woo! I'm on the air again, y'all. That means y'all in trouble because I'm on the radio. If I get on the radio, that means I got out of bed. If I got out of bed, it means I got on the radio. So anyway, I'm just kidding. Welcome to Giant 90.9. I got a little echo on my microphone. Maybe it's just me. Maybe it's the water that I'm drinking came out of my tap. I know I shouldn't put the water in the bottle and call it fresh. But anyway, welcome to School Talk Giant 90.9. We're here back again for our 20th year. This is our 20th year on radio, big producer. What do you think, Big Nelly? 20
years? 20.
Two zero.
It's pretty amazing, sir.
I know they allowed me to come in. It's amazing they allowed me to come into the building for 20 years. Oh, man, that is awesome. Got a lot of things going on. I got teachers. I got students in the studio, so I got a lot of things I want to talk about. Before I get to my teachers and my students, I'm going to talk to my student producer. Good morning, student producer.
How are you, sir?
How are you doing, Big Nelly?
I'm doing great. Good.
How's family? Everything cool at home?
Yes, sir. Things are going pretty well.
Been doing your homework?
Yep, always working on my schoolwork.
You been doing
scholarships.
Been doing your chores?
Could be doing a little more. Could be doing better at that for sure. Had a lot going on with show choir.
What big plan for the weekend?
Well, show choir competition at Ben Davis High School, Decatur Central High School. We compete in large, mixed choir expressions. We'll be competing in large. All female choir should be very exciting. I believe the JV group of New Direction will be performing as well. So all three choirs for Decatur Central High School should be performing. And then Sunday, the Great American Race, the Daytona 500 NASCAR is finally back.
What?
Yeah.
No, seriously?
Yeah.
Already?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Gosh.
Yeah.
Time passed too fast.
I know. I NASCAR's on last night.
Santa Claus just left yesterday.
I know.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
I'm getting old. Don't say that. Don't answer that. Well, that's good, Big Nelly. You got things you got going on, things going on. You're busy. Our students are busy. We're busy. We got things we call the
Ladies and gentlemen, on the big board, Monday, February 19th is President's Day. That means we have no school because it is a federal holiday.
I got to work. But I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Ben Davis Giants boys basketball cathedral at Ben Davis tonight at 7:30 p.m. Going to be an exciting game. The Wayne Winter Games, that's already passed, by the way, because that was February 10th. That was last week. Woo. Social media's at WBDG Indy, except TikTok at Giant 90.9. Request line is at 317-244-9234. Live radio show episodes that you may have missed. That's okay because you can go to audioboom.com to listen to episodes you may have missed of your favorite shows on the station. And then School Talk every Friday morning at 7:30 a.m. with the great Emerson Allen. Then replays are on at Sunday at 2 p.m.
That's me.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
That's it.
Oh, my bad. We call that thing the I ain't got no sense. I got nothing in my pocket. No sense, no dollars, no nothing. I hate math. But anyway, I love math. I love money. But I'm talking about crazy. Anyway, on the big board today, Austin's up in the studio. We're going to talk about the Riley Dance Marathon. Push the magic button. I love the dance and for a good cause. Ooh, I got a full studio. Okay, I'm gonna start out. I've got my teachers in the room. Let me be. No, I can't do that. Got two teachers. They both teach math. I got that out. And Mrs. Walker? No, that's the student. Back up. I need more coffee. Mrs. Fisher. Brandy Kaiser Fisher. Good morning. Get that mic straight into the so I can hear you. Welcome. I'm glad to have you on School Talk. You teach math.
I do.
How long have you been teaching?
This is my eighth year teaching.
Wow. Eighth year? Yeah. Awesome. Also, I'm going to dig more into that. I got another teacher in the studio, Ms. Natalie Offen. Good morning, Mrs. Offen.
Good morning.
Mrs. or Mrs.?
I am married, but it's my maiden name, so I don't know.
I'm going to call you Natalie. I'm going to call you Brandy.
That's fine.
I can look like students. I'm sorry. I tell you, they're just young looking. I'm old though, so that's probably why. Natalie, teacher, what do you teach?
Math.
I knew that question already. How long have you been a teacher?
I think this is my 14th year.
Okay. So that's how you love something. You don't think about the time. And we've been doing this show for 20 years, and I say, what? 20 years doing this show? I don't believe it. It's just crazy. Glad to have you. I'm gonna dip more into your personal life shortly. I did that on this show. And also I got a couple of students. Leah Walker. Leanna. Look, Leah, I'm not gonna butcher it. Miss Walker, Ayla?
Yes.
Walker. What grade are you in?
I'm in 12th grade.
You're a senior?
Yes.
Cool. Going to college?
Yes. I got accepted into Ball State for
already
hospitality.
Got accepted? Push the magic button, Mr. Producer. She's going to college. And what's your major again?
Hospitality and management.
You're going to have a job forever.
Yeah.
Anywhere you want.
Mm-hmm.
Where you want a warm climate, maybe?
I honestly, yes. I hate the cold.
Don't feel bad. I don't like cold yet. I like cold drinks, and that's it. Cold food as long as it's cereal, but the weather you can keep.
Yeah.
And also, Rowan?
Rowan.
I'll get the microphone over there. Rowan, Augustus?
Agusti.
See, yes, we get for coming late. I butcher your name. Agusti. What grade are you in?
I'm in 11th grade. I'm a junior.
You're a junior? Okay. Plans for college?
I want to go for neuroscience.
Wow. That's something to do with the brain?
Yeah.
Something
the
I don't
nerves.
Have?
Yeah. Oh.
Can you work on my head? You know,
yeah.
I had a back surgery one time, and the guy that worked on my back surgery, this is a true story. He was a brain surgeon.
Oh.
But I didn't know that until after the operation. I could have got a 2-for-1. I could have got a brand new back and a brand new brain. Push the magic button on that one, boy. Oh, man. It was tough to think. Going back to my teachers, Mrs. Fisher, Brandy Kaiser Fisher, where did you go to high school?
I went to Austin High School in southern Indiana.
What part? How far south?
It's like an hour and a half south.
Okay. And then, now, in high school, you had dreams and aspirations and wanted to do when you grew up. And folks, y'all can see the teachers, that they're young. So I'm really going to get in trouble. But I want to say, when you grow up, are you doing what you wanted to do when you left high school?
The funny thing is, in high school, I did tell a teacher that I thought about teaching, and she was like, don't do it. So I went to college for fashion design instead.
Don't do it. If you do it, just don't do it. I'm sorry, just a little deep voice. Don't do it. No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, that was just the funny thing, the ironic thing. So I did not go to college for teaching until after I graduated and worked in the real world for a couple of years.
Yeah.
So then I went back to get my teaching license, and now I'm here. So.
And we are... We push the mic button. I'm so glad that you're teaching, folks. We just don't know. But we need good teachers. And Natalie, tell me, where'd you go to high school?
I went to Lawrence Central High School.
Okay. Hey, I don't know what that's at. But anyway, I'm just kidding. And are you doing what you planned on doing when you left high school?
I am.
Okay.
I have been planning on being a math teacher since I was very young.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
That is awesome. And I do that on purpose. I ask those questions because I want young folks to understand that when you do leave high school and you leave high school, then you go to college and you change your major about 3 times. I've heard that done. I didn't know. I didn't do that. But anyway, it's like, and then you get where you're at as an adult and you look back and all the things that you did got you to where you're at now. And plus, if you're doing what you want to do now, the journey is beautiful. It's a journey. So enjoy it. So if you do change your major, that's okay. And if you went to high school for one ideal and doing something else, that's okay. So that is great. So now, I dipped enough into your personal business, and that's what Allah can do on this show. But my next show is, no, I'm just kidding. The Riley Dance Marathon. The microphone is open. What is the Riley Dance Marathon?
So the Riley Dance Marathon is a dance marathon we do to help raise money for Riley Hospital and the children.
Right.
So it was started back in the 90s with Ryan White, who got help at for AIDS at Riley Hospital. And the year before, right when he was going to start college, he died.
Wow.
So of AIDS. And so his friends put together this little dance marathon at Indiana University, Bloomington. And it's grown since then. It's international. Multiple colleges do it, and they brought it down to the high school level.
Wow. I did do a little research, and what I did see just back in 1991, I liked how you said this little dance marathon that they put together. But this little dance marathon just in 1991 raised more than $70 million for Riley Hospital. So since 1991, it's raised $17 million since 1991. That's not little. And that is awesome how a little, like you say, a little dance marathon can start. And folks, this money goes to some good things. We're going to talk about that also. And I want to know what, from a student's point of view, Leila, and Rowan, what are you guys doing? Y'all just going to be, are y'all dancers? You're cheap dancers? Are you just the choreographers? Are you the organizers? Tell me what you guys' role going to be.
I am one of the co-presidents of the club.
And your name again, because they can't see your face.
Leila Walker. So I'm one of the co-presidents of the club. And we just organize the entire thing. We get food. We have fundraisers here at school.
Okay.
And, yeah, we just organize it. We also somewhat do choreography because IUPUI sends us a thing called the morale dance, which is like a 3 to 4 minute dance.
Okay.
About just you learn the choreography and teach the rest of the people who show up.
Okay. Yeah. And your name, and then tell me what you're gonna do.
I'm Rowan, and I recently just got promoted to the social media manager.
I'm
on the Instagram BD_dance marathon.
That's another show. We didn't do a show on that again. Yeah, but go ahead.
And basically, I just help promote the event because it's coming up soon. And I've worked with a lot of other clubs to try to promote it even more, make sure that everybody can get involved into having their own part of the dance marathon.
Now, as teachers, Ms. Walker and I'm going to go to first name with Brandy and Elliot. What is the teacher's role here at the school? Did I say this was a club? Is that correct? Just tell me more about that and how the teachers play a role in this dance marathon. Do the teachers get a chance to dance?
First thing I want to say, this is Natalie Offen, is that the dance marathon is so much more than dancing. We do dance, but there's games and activities and competitions.
Okay, there we go.
And you could come to the dance marathon and not dance at all and have a great time. But I actually used to be one of the sponsors for our Key Club, and through the Key Club, I started this dance marathon. So it's kind of my baby. And so now I've brought Brandy on board, and we help the students run this dance marathon every year. We fundraise throughout the year, and then we plan this big event on March 2nd this year.
Wow. Okay, so March 2nd, going to be here at Ben Davis High School?
Yeah, it's at the 9th grade center
ninth gym. 9th grade center gym, and what time is it start?
Starts at 6 p.m.
6 p.m.
Yep.
Okay, all right, that's cool. And now, you didn't ask my, y'all going to be dancing, though. I mean, I want to know what teachers, and then I want to know what dances that y'all do, what name of the dances. I want to know it all, you know. I want to know it all. I do the popcorn. You know the popcorn? You ever heard of popcorn? It's an old dance. Well, old dance. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. But the money raised from this goes to a great cause. So what can students do now? I know you can probably raise money under the aid event, but up to now, how do they donate now if they wanted to donate?
That is a great question. So the last 2 weeks, we have actually been holding a impact competition where students can donate to their impact teacher, and they get a little Riley icon that they can put their name on and put outside their teacher's door. So that's one way we've been working on that. Today, actually, in the lunches, we will have a table to collect donations for the Dance Marathon also, just kind of a little spring up or pop-up table to help out. And then we also have an online, we have a website where we can, you can register and you can donate online that way too. So that way, if you raise money ahead of time, actually as a student, if you can raise $50 online, then you can get into the Dance Marathon for free. Normally it's like $10 to get in, but if you do that fundraising ahead of time, then it kind of benefits you, whenever you do decide to come to the event.
Awesome. That is awesome. Go ahead. Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead. You don't have to raise your hand. Just go for it. Grab that mic and talk.
And the donor drive link is on the Instagram. So if you wanted to donate now, that's available.
You know something about social media, don't you, Ron?
Yeah. Tell us that Instagram handle again.
At BD_DanceMarathon.
Yeah. That's awesome. That's awesome. And like everyone has said so far, you don't need to be a dancer to join or to participate, you know, but you need to be, this is what you need to be. You need to be someone who is passionate about helping others. And there's something about helping others, and then I want y'all to chime in on this. The special feeling you get when you help someone else, that is a crazy phenomenon. And young folks, I know you go through it, and I know us other older, us a little older, go through it also, but tell me more. What does it feel like to you when you do something to help someone else? Anyone can just jump in.
It just feels good, because I feel like if you help somebody, you get a sense of pride and a sense of I did that without anybody watching or noticing.
Wow.
So I feel a sense of pride when I help people out.
That is true. You want another one? Add to that, because that is awesome. I mean, it's crazy, because I've done this before, and even though they're not sponsors of the show, I'll be sitting in Mickey D's, and I'll see a family walk in, and be a family of two or family of three or family of four, you know, maybe a single mom, and the car is all beat up, and I'll be in that moment. I wish I was rich. And what I would do, I would actually put a private investigator on that person to see how they live it. And if they really, really are roughing it, then I would show up to her with a brand new car. It just give them a brand new car, you know. But I wouldn't give it to somebody who really didn't need it. But I would definitely do something like that. Because it feels good when you help somebody.
That's one of the great things of working with the students in the Dance Marathon, is that you're working with students who care and are passionate about helping others. It's really amazing to see students blossom over the 3 years that they work with us. Leila joined us when she was a sophomore, and now she's a senior, and she's one of the co-presidents, and she's done a lot of amazing things in the last 3 years.
Yeah. From a student perspective, Leila, and from Rowan, from your perspective, what do you say to other students to get them involved in something like this? Because when you guys go on to be seniors, it's going to be a void in your spot. Someone's got to fill it. And so what do you say to young folks now about getting involved with the marathon? How do you talk to them? And what do you say to them? What would you say to them?
I would honestly just be like, listen, if you join this club, you'll actually fall in love with it. Because when I joined, when I was a sophomore, I obviously wanted to help. And Riley has been a big part of my childhood. Mm-hmm. And so I thought it was, like, this small little thing that I've never heard of. And honestly, over the last 3 years, I've grown to love it. And I'm going to continue it while I'm in college.
Yeah.
And so
okay.
You'll just fall in love with the club and want to continue to do it each year.
Okay. Rowan?
If someone wanted to was interested in joining, I would tell them that it really helps, like, you delve into a different part of yourself, like trying to give a piece of yourself to something in, mm-hmm. that needs it, yeah. I guess. Like,
I don't know. That sounds like teaching. It really sounds like teaching. Teachers, they give a piece of themselves to you young folks, you know, to help you blossom. And from a teacher's point of view, teacher, I want y'all to chime in with this. What does it feel like knowing that you play a part in shaping these young people's lives? I mean, that's huge, because they're like sponges, you know, and they absorb their environment. And then when you bring something positive to the table and they attach to it, how does that feel from a teacher's point of view?
Feels phenomenal. I would say that there have been times where I'm very overwhelmed with work and life and then Dance Marathon, and I've thought about, like, maybe I should take Dance Marathon off my plate, but I love it. I love working with the students and helping Riley. Riley was also a big part of my childhood, and so I think it is amazing to see these students giving back to the community and growing in so many different ways that it's not something I'm willing to take off my plate for a long time.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Like, it is great to see the awesome things that the kids come up with as far as, like, the ideas that they bring, the energy that they bring, to, you know, like, you can see that they are passionate about doing something. Like, one of the things that we talked about, like, Natalie and I went to Riley earlier this year and, like, kind of got to meet with other advisors at other high schools. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that they brought up is, like, this generation, like, the current generation in school, like, wants to, like, make a difference, and they want to help, like, as much as they possibly can. And so I feel like this is a great way to channel that, because it is an actual, like, it's a club here, it's an organization, like, it's all kind of put together. So it's they don't have to, like, just figure it out on their own. Like, we can help them figure it out. And then, like you said, it's something that they, like, can carry with them, like, for the rest of their life, that they have been, you know, helping people and stuff. So.
Yeah. This one thing that's just from when you, as you get older, and y'all know nothing about getting old, but as you, y'all are too young, but when you see spots or glitters or spotlights of, or you see light and you see good, it just feels great in this crazy world right now. Every time you turn the TV on, it's always some sad. When you watch the news is not giving, unfortunately, it's not giving you a lot of positive information, a lot of happy news. It's a lot of sad news. It leaves with a sad story, a shooting here, a shooting at a parade, you know, a shooting at a Super Bowl celebration, you know, things of that nature. And then when you get around some young people and you see light and you see goodness and you see joy, that feels good. When you talk about being around young people, like I said, I've been doing this show for 20 years. It's something about being around these students that it's infectious. What's the word? When you get an infection, it's just I'm just getting infected by it. Infectious. What's the word? Come on.
Yeah, infectious.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Teach. It's like, you know, I look forward to it, you know, and they are sponges, but I sponge off of them. I learn so much from my young people. And, like, you know, and when you, I always say, when you get to the point where you don't want to learn anymore, hey, man, just stay home. Stay in the house. Get in the closet, you know, because you're always learning. And these young folks, you can learn a lot from, as long as you're open to it. So back to the, that's just my old man talking. But the Dance Marathon and supporting Riley is, if you folks in the audience have never, ever been to Riley Hospital and seen none of the commercials or been involved with none of the young folks that have been there or have anybody to go through Riley Hospital, you know, this money goes to a great cause. Kids!
Yeah.
Kids!
Saving their lives.
I mean, cancer. I'm a prostate cancer survivor. You know, and it breaks my heart when young people are fighting that type of disease when they're so young. You know, haven't had a chance to go out here and make mistakes like us old folks, like me myself, you know. But I just love it that Riley High School has the ability to do that with folks that, even if your finances are kind of hurting, And that's why all this money goes to Raleigh for research and for our young people. And that's why it's, this is an awesome, awesome, awesome thing to get involved in. So I got about a few minutes left. So for the folks that are listening in the audience, tell my folks again how they can get involved now. They don't have to wait until the marathon, and we'll let them know again when the marathon is. So how can they get involved now? Miss Social Media Rowan, tell me more about that.
Well, if you go to BD, there's an impact competition, and if you just speak to your impact teacher, you can donate and get your own like little Riley logo with your name on it.
Well, so you get something for doing something.
Yeah, they put it outside of happiness. Their door.
Yeah.
And if you know how to do the online stuff, at first it was a struggle for me, but if you know how to do it online, you can look at the Instagram at BD_dancemarathon, and there's a link in the bio for donor drive, and you can directly donate through there.
Okay. And you mentioned something about, I know it's a club, teacher. I know this is a club. So how do other classes get involved that aren't part, that aren't a club? I mean, do they?
Well, I mean, anybody can obviously donate, and anybody can come to the dance marathon, anybody at Ben Davis High School or in the Wayne Township community.
Okay.
We've got activities for all ages. Like, I bring my two little kids, and they're going to have a great time. But you can also register online and fundraise ahead of time.
Okay.
So, like, anybody, there's so many ways to get involved without even having to, like, talk to another person. I would say following us on Instagram will get you that link.
Mm-hmm.
But we also are really trying to involve other clubs and groups this year. So we have... We're hoping to have the Diamondettes show up.
That's
the dance
team.
Oh,
wait a minute. They've been on my show. They listened to my show.
Okay.
They're listening to you now.
Well, Shayla Hampton, if you hear this, we're expecting you to be there. She said that they would, so we'll see if they're able to hold up to that. I think that we're going to have the Stu Crew, the student council, set up some activities and stuff at the event. I think also, I'm saying I think because we're hoping that this is all going to come through, but this is what people have told us, that the esports team is going to have a video game set up that students can play at the event. I think those are the main groups that we've got involved. We've got a student leader.
They've been on the show. Call them out now. They've been on the show.
Yeah,
call them
esports.
Out.
Trevor Smith,
out.
If you hear
call
this.
Them out. They've been on the show.
yeah, they came last year, and that was really fun. So I think this year we're going to have a better setup for them. So
yeah.
That should be a really fun part of the event. But there's activities at the event on March 2nd for everybody. We have a giant twister competition, a lip sync battle. We have a giant Jenga set up that people can play throughout. We do minute to win it games. We have a cornhole board set up. One of my friends is going to come and do face painting. She does really great face painting. So my 5-year-old and 1.5-year-old are both coming, and they're going to have a blast. There's just activities throughout the entire night that anybody can get involved with. So the dancing, I mean, we have music playing. Of course, anybody can dance at any time. We also teach this morale dance that we get from IUPUI. But we call it a dance marathon because that's what it was originally called.
Right.
But it's just an event. It's a party.
Party. 6 p.m.? 6 p.m.?
6 p.m. it starts. Doors will open at 5:30.
And when does it end?
10.
10 p.m.?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. That's cool. Be home before super
yep.
dark.
Yep.
And tired and go to sleep. And since it is on the day of the week is
Saturday.
So you, sleep in.
Yeah.
For Sunday.
Yeah.
Have to do all that hard dancing. But you don't need to be a dancer to join or participate. Just come on out and support Raleigh kids and this marathon. It sounds awesome. I bet Dr. Butts will be there.
I'm hoping. He's come before.
That's what I
think. The last couple of years he's been busy, but we're hoping.
When you look at Twitter trying to find where Dr. Butts at, he's all over the place when it comes to Wayne Township. Very supportive. And you know he can't be everywhere, but he's everywhere.
Big fan of Dr. Butts. He's
phenomenal. He's a pretty cool dude, you know.
Yeah.
He's a pretty cool dude. We always teased him about his black truck. You know, that's a story. You know, I'll be at this light. I'll tell you a story. One day I was at a light. And Dr. Buster was driving his black truck, a pickup truck. And I live right across the street. So I was walking across the street, and Dr. Butts was in his black truck waiting for the light to change. And I'm looking at him. I said, Dr. Butts. I said, Dr. Butts. I said, I'm gonna beat him prostrate. Now. Anyway, I didn't do that. Anyway, he's just so cool. That really wasn't a story.
That's a great story.
But I like his Dr. Bus. He had a black truck. I don't know if he still got that black truck. But it was a cool pickup truck that he was driving. I said, oh, man, Dr. Bus, that's a cool truck. Yeah, maybe that's the story. So March the 2nd, 2024, 6 p.m. at the 9th grade center. Until
gym.
In the gym. In the gym. Mm-hmm.
Enter door 8.
Door 8. Wait. Now, does it cost anything to go there, to go into that?
Yes. It's $10 when you come. But everybody, at least the first 75 people are going to get a T-shirt, and mm-hmm. there will be food for everybody. We've got shout out to our sponsors. We should do that also. Fazoli's is providing some mm-hmm. spaghetti and meatballs. Noble Romans is providing pizza. And Jimmy John's is providing some sandwiches. And Long's Donuts. Donuts is showing up with 120 donuts.
Whoa.
So we're gonna be sugar high afterwards.
Wow. And it's over at 10 o'clock?
It's over at 10.
I get off at... I'm gonna come through there. This is one event that I can actually make because I get off around 8, so I think I have a chance to come through. I might find one donut over there somewhere. I might even do a dance. I might do this. That sounds like a lot of fun. So it's all for a good cause, folks.
Yeah, and the costs have already been paid for, so the $10 goes 100% to Riley Hospital, research specifically at Riley Hospital.
Yeah, we got to have research, you know, because like I say, cancer sucks. And when young people get it, man, I really, 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 really have an issue. I think getting older, y'all, is really weird. When it comes to kids now, I've got two great granddaughters, and I've got 6 grandchildren. And when it comes to my girls, or even when it comes to small kids, right now I got a real soft spot in my heart when it comes to young people, and I hate seeing little ones getting hurt. And I hate them being sick. You know, I'm at a real different, you know, I used to be a state trooper, but if I was a state trooper now, I'd probably lock a lot of people up because I don't like people hurting young people at all, you know, but it's something about babies and the 2-year-olds and the 15-year-olds, you know, 15-month-olds, they're so innocent. They're still molding, and people that hurt them, I want to put them in a special place. But anyway, that's another show too. I'm feeling kind of crazy today, Mr. Producer, because I just love my kids, man. I love my young people, and I'm really thank you very much. Yeah, so I love what you're doing with this dance marathon. I love what the funds go to when they're helping these kids to fight these cancers and other health issues. And I love what Riley does because, you know, when you go in there, you're worrying about how you're going to pay for something, but you need the services. So I'm telling you right now, if you go to Riley High School, don't worry about that. Go get that service and get that care that Riley offers for your baby, for your youngster. Because it's the Riley High School for Children for a reason, because they know what they're doing when it comes to taking care of young people. And I've had some experience through my daughters have went through there for different issues and families. So I know they know what they're doing. So get involved with this marathon and do your part also. Before I close out, I'm already over time. any parting shots, any parting words, any parting advice that anyone want to leave? Just a welcome.
Just come and represent on March 2nd. We want everybody there, and we're so grateful we got to be on this show and speak with you and tell you all about the marathon.
I'm glad I had about 4 students up in here today, so I'm just kidding. Y'all look good. I love it. All y'all look good, and I'm so glad that y'all are doing this for Ben Davis High School and for the community. You all are 4 champions in my view. And then if I had a hat, well, I do have a hat, so I'll take my hat off to you. And I love what you're doing. Keep on doing. And then from here on out, and you're going to do it in college too? Leila says she's going to do it in college. I appreciate that. So that's awesome. So in that case, I'm going to let y'all go home and close it out. And Big Nelly, before I close it out, are you going to go to it? Can you go to it? Are you going to go there and do something, Big Nelly? I know you got a microphone. Grab a mic. What you going to do? Are you going to show up? And I mean, I know you can bust a move, but you know, are you going to, what you going to do? Can you?
Can I what?
Can you show up?
Can
you,
I make
can,
it?
Can you make it? I know you got a big schedule, but can you make it?
Well, there's going to be a show choir competition that same day. Not March 2nd. Jeez Louise, I'm sorry.
Are you going to be dancing? Are you going to be dancing in the show? I don't mean to put you on the spot.
Let me see. March 2nd now? No, I mean, I don't know.
The calendar's big, right?
No, I don't think I have anything on March 2nd.
You got any energy? Have you energy left?
You know, no, I'll have energy left. I think people are afraid of my dance moves. That's all I have to say. I don't think they want this work or smoke. So they don't want to see me, you know, moonwalk on stage or just Michael Jackson moves. In all seriousness,
yeah,
it'd be a fun experience to go.
Enjoy
it. I mean, it supports a great cause with Riley Hospital and, you know, representing Ben Davis
High
School.
Else, tell all your peers they got to go.
Oh, yeah. I'll let them know. I haven't been to a dance in some time, it'd be exciting. And I can moonwalk, and that'd be pretty fun. Right, I'll try my best. I'm not Michael Jackson by any means.
Well, I can do the popcorn. But
yeah, hey, you do your popcorn. I'll do my moonwalk. We'll have a good time.
Hope they don't have no video. We'll all be messed up, you know. I mean, what's that guy doing, man? He making popcorn or making a mess? I don't know what he's doing. He called it. You heard a song called The Four Corners? Anybody heard a song called a dance called The Four Corners? You know, is it, you have? You have?
Yeah, my Nina, my grandma.
You're right.
She probably. Isn't there Four Corners like a game too? Like it's a game as well. Yeah. Four Square. My fault. Sorry, it's pretty early.
Well, me and your grandma, your meemaw, are probably about the same age. So
no, I think my grandma is older than you. Yeah. So I love my grandma.
Yeah, she older than 69.
Oh yeah. She's.
That's bless her heart.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, I love my grandma.
Yeah, you better love. I'll bite you.
Of course, I love my grandma.
To the parents and to the teachers. I should get out of here. Let students have so much to give. You must teach them to be investors in themselves and others. What you give out, what you're going to be giving back. And students, remember, your future is in the hands of the one you hang with. It's okay to be the copycat. Just copy the right cat. You can't go wrong. Hey, tell you what, you can't go wrong. You can copy Leada. You can copy Rowan. You can copy Mr. Fisher. You can copy Mrs. Offit. You can copy him. You can copy Big Deli sometimes. You can copy everybody in this showroom. You can copy everybody. You can go all the way to the marathon! The views expressed on School Talk, that's the views of Mr. Wayne Township, Ben Davis High School, Giant 94. They're my views, but don't make it. Don't miss it. March the 2nd, you got to go to the marathon. It's for a good cause. Raleigh's Hospital, taking care of the kiddos. Love it. See you next week. Who am I catching next week? I don't know who I got. I might not be back. Oh, no. We're looking for that black truck. I don't know what's going on. See you next week on School Talk. You'll find out. Woo!